And if ever there were a time to quit smoking or vaping, wouldn't this be it? Matthew Myers is sounding a warning about this. He's the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Matt, what are doctors and nurses seeing among these COVID patients who smoke?
Well, not surprisingly, you know, people don't realize that COVID attacks your lungs, and anything that weakens your lungs or harms your lungs makes you more vulnerable. So it's not surprising that some of the preliminary data is showing, and the CDC verified this yesterday, that smokers are more vulnerable to the most serious risks of COVID-19. What that means is that if you're a smoker and you get the disease, you're more likely to suffer the severe consequences, higher rates of hospitalization. You know, we also have an emerging body of evidence that's much further behind that indicates that vaping harms your lungs. So if you're a smoker or if you're vaping, there's never been a better time and more important time to quit.
Yeah, paradoxically, though, while this is the best time to quit, it's also the worst because we're already so stressed. And, you know, this will add to the stress of people who are trying to break the habit. Any advice to them?
It's a great question. This is a great time when families are together for families to help each other out. But there's also a good body of resources out there for individuals who want to quit to find free access to the best resources. If you go to our website, tobaccofreekids.org/COVID-19, you'll find a list of free resources provided by the government. The CDC has a quit line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Matt Myers, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. We thank you very much, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me on.